This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm News Director Nicole Walton, and joining me in the studio this morning is Marquette City Commissioner Sarah Reynolds. Sarah, thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to talk about recycling. As of the first of the year, the Marquette County Landfill said it would no longer accept glass as a recyclable, but landfill manager Brad Austin now says it was never recycled. Has the commission been given an explanation for that?
The explanation that we've received thus far from the Marquette County Solid Waste Authority has been that that there was no reason to recycle, for the reason being that there is no market out there for recycling. We haven't gotten a direct reason as to why they didn't inform us earlier. They did think that the individuals that were at the table did know through other channels, just not the correct channels.
Have you gotten feedback from residents about this?
I've been a city commissioner for 5 years now, and this is by far the most contentious topic, the most talked about topic, that and phone calls that I've received from people. When I was walking in the grocery store the other day, I had particularly three people stop me and ask, how can we make glass recycling happen again?
And I've seen on Facebook people asking, you know, are there other places to have it done? Do you think the city should recycle glass?
I think if our residents are reaching out to us and our citizens are reaching out to us and asking us for an avenue to recycle glass, I think we have to take a hard look at that. And me personally, I think that we should be recycling glass as a city.
Now, when the commission was reviewing the contract with the Solid Waste Authority, there were different avenues and different options. There was one, I believe, in Wisconsin that could recycle glass. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was, when we were renewing the contracts, we had a couple garbage contracts. One was out of Wisconsin, but when we did sign the new garbage hauling contract, we were under the understanding that glass was still being recycled, and we did not realize until this January that glass was not being recycled. So we signed our first contract with our waste hauler, thinking glass was being recycled under any hauler.
So does the commission have any ideas about doing it in the future? What do you have in mind?
Well, last week we had a forum, which was attended by residents and attended by Marquette Solid Waste Authority, the City Commission, and our staff at the city. And we were given about eight options or so to go over possible ways that we could recycle, or if we do the same thing, costs associated with it. It seems that the commission as a whole wanted the staff to come back and give us full-on proposals, because these proposals were guesstimates of what it would cost or where we'd be going with glass recycling. Would it be going to Chicago? Would it be going to Wisconsin? So we're waiting for staff to get back to us in the next month or so to give us full options with full pricing.
So do you think, out of these eight options, do you think the city is going to have to pay a little bit more in order to get this done?
One of the options that was presented, and it was, again, a guesstimate by city staff, it would be sending our recycling to Chicago, a glass recycler, and it would be one time a month that it would be interworked into our recycling system. And it looked like that would be about 80 cents a month per household to recycle glass.
80 cents per month?
Correct, which would be about $10 a year per household.
Okay. Now, how is the new cart system going for trash and recyclables? Have you received any feedback on that?
I haven't received a whole bunch of feedback, but I did have some individuals say that they were big and clunky. But with anything that you trade out, you're going to have a few people that don't enjoy it. But so far, it's been pretty positive.
And does the commission have anything going forward as far as improving communication with the Solid Waste Authority goes? Are they going to demand a little more transparency?
Well, it's hard to say for the commission as a whole, but I did make that clear at the forum that I was disappointed in the transparency. And there was two other commissioners that also indicated that they were upset because residents were contacting us for the lack of transparency. So I think that they got the message that we need a better relationship and we need to know what's going on there.
So what's the next big thing on the commission's agenda at this point?
Well, it's always one thing after another, being on the city commission and being the city of our size. But right now we're amping up for the summer and hoping to get the lighthouse property up and going so that residents can go and visit it, and hopefully that shouldn't be too long out. It's just a couple quick fixes so that anybody can walk onto the property and just enjoy the view of the lake.
And the city now owns the lighthouse property?
Correct. We do own the lighthouse property, and the Maritime Museum is going to be doing our tours, which I believe cost $1. And, yeah, it's just going to be open to the public.
And do you know if anything is moving forward with that stretch of Lakeshore Boulevard that's been pounded by weather and waves and what have you?
Well, every single year it's always an issue. And as a city, we don't know exactly what to do. We continue to look at grant funding to address the issue of Lakeshore Boulevard. I know that we will fix up Picnic Rocks because that was destroyed by the most recent storm, at least so people can use it and enjoy the lake. Lakeshore is still an ongoing issue that we hope to address in the next few years.
Okay, Marquette City Commissioner Sarah Reynolds, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Nicole.